Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
I hope you're playing the lottery tonight, only because it's just so fun to dream. I know we're not going to win. I know I'm not going to win. Iridian thinks she's going to win, but I don't know if she's going to win. Andrea Williams is a wealth advisor at Northwestern Mutual. And Andrea, if you are the lucky winner, you or anyone else listening, boy, you better have someone smart like yourself behind to help you on out. Thanks for joining us today, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
It must be a life-changing thing, obviously. And I know you've dealt with people that may have won a lottery, I don't know, about $1 billion, but what are those first moments like? What do you advise for people to do the moment they look at their ticket and they realize they've won the big jackpot?
Well, my recommendations would begin with taking a few deep breaths and remaining calm.
Okay.
You want to make sure you're in a good state of mind to make rational decisions. The second thing that I would recommend doing is actually making a copy of your ticket. You want to make sure that you have it in a secure place. And I'd also recommend trying to stay anonymous for as long as possible,
mm-hmm.
because you just never know who can come out of the woodwork if too many people find out that you're the winner.
Right. I would be so worried about that ticket. I can never find my wallet or my car keys when I'm leaving the house, let alone keeping that ticket secure. But I guess you mentioned a key thing there. I think a lot of people, maybe the thought would be, I'm not showing up to work tomorrow. You have a little time to get this sort of stuff lined up. And do you want to have things lined up financially before you go through with all the entire process of coming forward and collecting the money, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. I would recommend beginning to assemble your team of professionals to create a plan, doing that as quickly as possible. And after you come forward and start to obtain some of the resources that you've won, you'll want to have a plan in place before you start to receive those resources, because there are a lot of things that you'll need to anticipate, like paying taxes. A lot of times people think that they're going to get the entire, you know, $800 million, but in reality, taxes take a good portion of it. And taxes are the single largest expense we'll ever experience. You know, while we're working, while we're not working. So that's something we definitely have to be conscious of. And we want to make sure we can dial down to what the dollar amount truly is that we will have in our hand that we can begin to work with after we've won the lottery.
I wouldn't even know where to begin, but that's a great point. Andrea Williams joining us, a wealth advisor at Northwestern Mutual. Okay, so annuity or lump sum payment? I'm always of the belief, get the lump sum, but are there circumstances where the annuity, the annual payment, is better?
I get that question a lot. I would say if you don't feel like you have a lot of self-control or you don't have a strong team behind you, that is where the annuity can make more sense, because that prefix in that word annual, it means annual. They're going to give you an annual income either for a set period of time or for the rest of your life, for as long as you live. But if you feel that you can manage the money well, if you feel that you've assembled a team and you can make good decisions, that is where the lump sum can make more sense. It's difficult when you choose the annuity if you decide that you need a lot more money than what that annual income is going to be, if you want to make an investment or do something significant with those dollars. Once you've chosen the annuity, you can't go back. You can't go back and get that larger lump sum. So you really want to work with a financial professional to identify which route makes the most sense for you.
All right. What is okay to buy? And what should you maybe stay away from buying, at least at first?
I think it's totally fine to buy some fun toys, and to purchase a vehicle. You don't want to restrain yourself for too long, but I typically encourage people to purchase things that can appreciate, that are somewhat of an investment, but they are also things that you can enjoy. Sometimes fine jewelry or watches, homes, those are all things that appreciate. We have to be conscious of purchasing things that depreciate, like vehicles. Those are going to have a backwards motion, whereas purchasing a home or any other real estate or precious metals, jewelry, those things are going to have a forward motion and appreciate with you as time goes on.
We hear so many people going broke. I imagine a lot of that is from buying a bunch of depreciating things or taking on a lot of debt that they don't need, and maybe that money doesn't stretch as far as they can. You mentioned assembling a team. I imagine that is, as like you said, so important to not running out of money. Who's on the team? I imagine someone like you, a financial planner, but what, like a lawyer too? Life coach? Who do you want on the team?
Absolutely. I don't think that's a bad idea, having a life coach on the team. That is someone who can help you get really clear with your goals. Your financial planner also helps you get really clear with your financial goals. Having an accountant to make sure that you're accounting for all of the tax that you will have to pay. It's often that you'll have to pay federal income tax. There's state taxes you may have to pay. There can be county taxes. So you want to make sure you get really well versed on what all that entails. And then involving an estate planning attorney, because once you're over certain limits in net worth, you will be subject to estate taxes. If you pass and you pass on your assets to the next generation in your family, working with an attorney will help you get everything mapped out so that when you do pass, the assets go to whom they're supposed to go to, as opposed to ending up in probate or going to the state. And then the state has to hire attorneys to figure out who your resources should go to, who rightfully has a stake in your resources. And that can be very costly. And that's why estate taxes at the federal level are as large as 40%. And that's because they really want to incentivize us to get up, go out and hire the team so that we can decide where our resources go, not default and have the state decide where our resources go.
Absolutely. Andrea Williams, you'll be my first call tomorrow, okay? Wealth advisor at Northwestern Mutual.
Fantastic.
Yeah, northwesternmutual.com. Hope we chat again soon, okay?
Thank you.
I hope you're playing the lottery tonight, only because it's just so fun to dream. I know we're not going to win. I know I'm not going to win. Iridian thinks she's going to win, but I don't know if she's going to win. Andrea Williams is a wealth advisor at Northwestern Mutual. And Andrea, if you are the lucky winner, you or anyone else listening, boy, you better have someone smart like yourself behind to help you on out. Thanks for joining us today, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
It must be a life-changing thing, obviously. And I know you've dealt with people that may have won a lottery, I don't know, about $1 billion, but what are those first moments like? What do you advise for people to do the moment they look at their ticket and they realize they've won the big jackpot?
Well, my recommendations would begin with taking a few deep breaths and remaining calm.
Okay.
You want to make sure you're in a good state of mind to make rational decisions. The second thing that I would recommend doing is actually making a copy of your ticket. You want to make sure that you have it in a secure place. And I'd also recommend trying to stay anonymous for as long as possible,
mm-hmm.
because you just never know who can come out of the woodwork if too many people find out that you're the winner.
Right. I would be so worried about that ticket. I can never find my wallet or my car keys when I'm leaving the house, let alone keeping that ticket secure. But I guess you mentioned a key thing there. I think a lot of people, maybe the thought would be, I'm not showing up to work tomorrow. You have a little time to get this sort of stuff lined up. And do you want to have things lined up financially before you go through with all the entire process of coming forward and collecting the money, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. I would recommend beginning to assemble your team of professionals to create a plan, doing that as quickly as possible. And after you come forward and start to obtain some of the resources that you've won, you'll want to have a plan in place before you start to receive those resources, because there are a lot of things that you'll need to anticipate, like paying taxes. A lot of times people think that they're going to get the entire, you know, $800 million, but in reality, taxes take a good portion of it. And taxes are the single largest expense we'll ever experience, you know, while we're working, while we're not working. So that's something we definitely have to be conscious of. And we want to make sure we can dial down to what the dollar amount truly is that we will have in our hand that we can begin to work with after we've won the lottery.
I wouldn't even know where to begin, but that's a great point. Andrea Williams joining us, a wealth advisor at Northwestern Mutual. Okay, so annuity or lump sum payment? I'm always of the belief, get the lump sum, but are there circumstances where the annuity, the annual payment, is better?
I get that question a lot. I would say if you don't feel like you have a lot of self-control or you don't have a strong team behind you, that is where the annuity can make more sense, because that prefix in that word annual, it means annual. They're going to give you an annual income either for a set period of time or for the rest of your life, for as long as you live. But if you feel that you can manage the money well, if you feel that you've assembled a team and you can make good decisions, that is where the lump sum can make more sense. It's difficult when you choose the annuity if you decide that you need a lot more money than what that annual income is going to be, if you want to make an investment or do something significant with those dollars. Once you've chosen the annuity, you can't go back. You can't go back and get that larger lump sum. So you really want to work with a financial professional to identify which route makes the most sense for you.
All right. What is okay to buy? And what should you maybe stay away from buying, at least at first?
I think it's totally fine to buy some fun toys, and to purchase a vehicle. You don't want to restrain yourself for too long, but I typically encourage people to purchase things that can appreciate, that are somewhat of an investment, but they are also things that you can enjoy. Sometimes fine jewelry or watches, homes, those are all things that appreciate. We have to be conscious of purchasing things that depreciate, like vehicles. Those are going to have a backwards motion, whereas purchasing a home or any other real estate or precious metals, jewelry, those things are going to have a forward motion and appreciate with you as time goes on.
We hear so many people going broke. I imagine a lot of that is from buying a bunch of depreciating things or taking on a lot of debt that they don't need, and maybe that money doesn't stretch as far as they can. You mentioned assembling a team. I imagine that is, as like you said, so important to not running out of money. Who's on the team? I imagine someone like you, a financial planner, but what, like a lawyer too? Life coach? Who do you want on the team?
Absolutely. I don't think that's a bad idea. Having a life coach on the team, that is someone who can help you get really clear with your goals. Your financial planner also helps you get really clear with your financial goals. Having an accountant to make sure that you're accounting for all of the tax that you will have to pay. It's often that you'll have to pay federal income tax. There's state taxes you may have to pay. There can be county taxes. So you want to make sure you get really well versed on what all that entails. And then involving an estate planning attorney, because once you're over certain limits in net worth, you will be subject to estate taxes. If you pass and you pass on your assets to the next generation in your family, working with an attorney will help you get everything mapped out so that when you do pass, the assets go to whom they're supposed to go to, as opposed to ending up in probate or going to the state. And then the state has to hire attorneys to figure out who your resources should go to, who rightfully has a stake in your resources. And that can be very costly. And that's why estate taxes at the federal level are as large as 40%. And that's because they really want to incentivize us to get up, go out and hire the team so that we can decide where our resources go, not default and have the state decide where our resources go.
Absolutely. Andrea Williams, you'll be my first call tomorrow, okay? Wealth advisor at Northwestern Mutual.
Fantastic.
Yeah, northwesternmutual.com. Hope we chat again soon, okay?
Thank you.